Chapter 9. Draupadi meets the queens of Krishna. After blessing the gopis, Lord Krishna welcomed King Yudhisthira's family. Draupadi, Subhadra, Gandhari, and Kunti, as well as the gopis of Vrindavan, were excited to meet and to speak with Krishna's wives. Draupadi asked, "My dear friends, please tell us the story of how Lord Krishna married you." Rukmini answered first, "My dear Draupadi, Jarasandha and my brother, Rukmi, wanted me to marry King Sishupal. Many princes brought weapons with them to the wedding, ready to fight with anyone who dared to stop the marriage. Instead, I was saved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who kidnapped me himself as easily as a lion takes away a lamb from the flock. All great heroes and kings in the world offer their respects and prayers to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who is the reservoir of all pleasure and beauty. My dear Draupadi, all I ever want to do is serve him forever." After this, Satyabhama said, "My dear Draupadi, my father falsely accused Lord Krishna of killing his brother and stealing the Shamataka jewel. But Lord Krishna convinced everyone of his pure character. He fought with the powerful Jambavan for 28 days and rescued the Shamataka jewel, which he brought to my father. After getting back the Shamataka jewel, my father felt ashamed for wrongly accusing Lord Krishna of killing his brother and stealing the jewel. To correct his mistake, my father returned to Krishna's palace, where he presented the jewel and me to Krishna, who kindly accepted me as his bride." Jambavati was the next to tell her story. She said, "My dear Draupadi, because of the Shamantaka jewel, my father Jambavan and Lord Krishna fought inside our cave for 28 days. My father grew very tired. Since no one but Lord Ramachandra had ever defeated him before, my father finally recognized that his opponent, Lord Krishna, could only be his same beloved Lord and Master. Immediately, my father offered prayers of love. He returned the Shamantaka jewel and gave my hand in marriage to the Lord. In this way, my heart's desire to spend my life in loving service to Lord Krishna was granted." "For some time," said Kalindi, "I was living in the forest by the Jamuna River, praying to get Lord Krishna as my husband. One day, he kindly visited that same forest with his friend Arjun. He accepted me as his wife and took me to live with him in his opulent palace in Dwarka." Mitravinda said, "Oh, my dear Draupadi, Lord Krishna came to my Swayambhara ceremony and accepted me as his wife by defeating my angry brothers and all the princes there. He took me away exactly as a lion takes a deer from a pack of dogs. Thus, my desire to become the maidservant of Krishna life after life was fulfilled." Satya began her story. "Oh, my dear Draupadi, my father wanted me to have the most perfect husband. He promised that the prince who would marry me would have to pass the test of tying up 7 ferocious bulls, all of which had long, sharp horns. Many heroic and strong princes tried to control the bulls, but returned home defeated. But Lord Krishna wondrously fought with the bulls and captured them as if they were toys. My father was very pleased to marry me to Lord Krishna in grand style. He sent me with a large dowry of soldiers, horses, chariots, and elephants, and hundreds of maidservants. Now I have the privilege of serving Krishna's lotus feet. Then Lakshmana said, "My dear Queen Draupadi, as a small child, I was always fascinated to hear stories about Krishna told by the great sage Narada and others. When I was old enough, my father held a contest, something like your own, Swayambhara. The bridegroom had to pierce the eyes of a fish with an arrow. A fishbowl was hung from the ceiling and covered with a cloth. One had to look at the reflection of the fish in a pot of water on the ground below, then aim at the eye of the fish. There were many famous kings and heroes there. Only a few, like Karna, Arjuna, Bhimasena, Duryodhan, Sishupal, and Jarasandha could string the heavy bow. Of those few, only Arjuna could pierce the fish, but not in the right place. Finally, Lord Krishna expertly picked up the bow and arrow. Looking only once at the reflection of the fish in the water, he shot the arrow right into the eye of the fish, knocking the fish down to the ground. Dressed in my new silk clothes and decorated with flowers in my hair and with ankle bells melodiously tinkling, I entered the arena, carrying the victor's brilliant golden necklace bedecked with jewels. Garlanding the Lord with the golden necklace was my great victory. I had loved him from the beginning. My husband immediately took me on his chariot and armed himself with his bow, Sangha, to protect me from the other princes. Without a moment's delay, our driver, Daruka, drove the beautiful chariot towards Dwarka, where I now remain as one of the maidservants in the house of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Queen Rohini told the queens the extraordinary story of how Krishna had rescued her along with 16,000 princesses from Bhomasura's palace. As soon as Lord Krishna heard that we were all being held as prisoners, he fought and killed that wicked king and set us free. We had never stopped thinking of the Lord's lotus feet and had prayed that we could remain with him forever as his wives. Although he had no need to accept even one wife, he nevertheless married all 16,000 of us. The lotus eyes of the gopis and the Yadu queens shone brightly with tears as they heard such lovely and affectionate stories told by Krishna's queens.